Hey there, everybody. It is Suzanne back with another energy update. And this one is kind of fun for me to share. This client has allowed me to share her story for us all to maybe glean some wisdom from. And this one kind of makes me laugh because in listening to this gal, she is approximately 30, married currently, no children. It made me kind of almost giggle because I could see myself so much in this conversation when I was that age. This particular gal is really trying very hard to deal with some feelings of judgment. And it's funny because she reminded me so much of myself in my younger days when I had such a false face. And this is not judging anybody, not even myself. So many of us bring forward a false face of power and control and almost nastiness because that's our survival technique. And that was so me in my younger days, not even knowing it back then, by the way, really just kind of like sticking out there our face to the world of that I've got this and that I'm right and that I'm the one and that I know that I'm what I'm doing and I'm going to project my truth on everybody. And you know, this particular client was having elements of this, but it was reminding me of how much I had tons of this before I even started to understand energy. I also, at a very young age, would project a really prickly aura, meaning that I was always like overpowering people. And back then, I had no idea that I was basically, you know, sucking people dry, vampiring their literal field on an ongoing basis because I had no understanding or no context to work from in terms of what it meant to have an aura, what it meant to be responsible for filling your own bucket of or tank of gas or bucket of fuel. I didn't get it because, like, who the heck tells you this stuff until you learn it somewhere along the way? And I'm so excited when I have young people as clients, because if they figure this shit out at a young age, they're not going to be sitting here in their 40s and 50s and 60s going, what the heck? And so, you know, judgment, ultimately, in the human body, this was the same with me, by the way, really plays out in the meat and bone situation, mostly in the sacral chakra, because the sacral chakra, the belly, is where we carry our emotions. And this will affect a lot of digestive issues. This will also go up into the core center, the solar plexus. So this is a lot of, you know, the belly issues, the digestion issues, the kidney issues. So in this particular client's case, lots and lots of urinary tract infections, lots of yeast infections. Myself was the same at that age. I swear to God, I had an ongoing yeast infection for probably a year because it was anger. And we don't understand that the body is trying really, really hard to say, hey, trust me, instead of trust everything else out there. And when we are going through feeling judged, we turn into the judger. And in this particular gal's case, again, so much like myself, I did not understand that my body was screaming at me over and over and over again and producing all kinds of toxic related releases. And this is something we need to understand, whether we're male or female, that we are really angry inside, and anger is fear, and we're scared. Most human beings walking around this planet do not know or will never admit that they're scared. That anger word is really easy to throw around. You know, for many years, my husband and my family always was like, you're so angry, you're so angry. And I'm like, I'm not angry. I projected anger. When I got quiet and started to learn about myself, projection of anger is actually fear. I was scared. I did not know how to trust this human meat body. It didn't feel safe. Nobody feels safe, I can guarantee you, in their human body until they do some serious work. And even when you do serious work, you still don't feel safe because we are part of a collective pool that has a DNA gene that simply does not feel safe in meat and bone. We are absolutely 100% programmed for that fight or flight from day one, eons and eons ago as a human, and it is still there. And until we re-script that or reprogram that, we always, by the way, will still have trouble because of the collective. So the best thing to do when we're having these kinds of reactions in our body is to first and foremost admit to ourselves that we're not connected to the meat and bone, and the meat and bone is then not connected to the planetary system, Gaia, Mother Earth itself, as a maternal anchor and or ground for us to feel present and for us to feel safe and for us to feel like we have worth. This is very primal. And we don't understand that because we're not taught this. And it's very much about vulnerability. It's very much about allowing and letting in. And this is so difficult, especially for young people, because, and most often, and it's not a gender thing, but I think even women today are even trying so hard to be shoving out that male energy just to survive. And regardless if we're male or female, we both have male and female energies. And that imbalanced male energy of control, nastiness, domination, you know, is so inherent in us to just feel like we can survive. And then, God forbid, look at our entertainment value system around us, you know, fighting, screaming, the housewives of everything under the sun, you know, tearing each other's hair out to make sure that I'm in charge and I'm powerful and not being judged, even though I'm judging. You know, we're in a bullshit cesspool of all that stuff right now. We don't even know what's right or wrong anymore. And I think that this all comes out in the belly area and in the toxic areas and in the bladder and in the kidneys, because this is where we're trying so hard to understand judgment. You know, this particular client feels very, very judged. And I think this is an interesting part to toss into because this applies to a lot of people, possibly right now. She's feeling very judged in her particular biological family because she is married at 30 and is at this point in life not choosing to have children and choosing to have seriously cool experiences with her husband and traveling and career and engaging all kinds of exciting things in life and having pets, you know, four-legged children versus two-legged. And it is a conscious choice right now. And yet, serious, serious judgment coming down from her immediate family, whether they know it or not, they're doing it in a humoristic way and in a nauseating way, obnoxious way, and extended family from grandparents to, you know, extended friends as well. So feeling extremely judged and pressured by that. And she totally admitted that this is an obsessive running script in her head daily. And she's getting very confused on why she isn't having kids and maybe she's supposed to be. And yet when she taps in really deep inside of her, she at this point in time doesn't even want them. And I had to kind of keep a chuckle back because I'm thinking, well, you got plenty of time to think about it. Because to me, 30 is pretty dang young yet. I mean, gosh, I think I had my last kid at like 38. And not that I'm judging that either, but I think it's funny how much we put time clocks on things. And those time clocks in other people's versions can put a lot of stress on our mental field. And then again, in her case, her physical body field. So when we allow others' versions of our life to come forward, that's very difficult. I also explained to her that there are indeed many souls that are coming in right now with an absolute knowledge of, I don't choose to have children and I don't have to have children, because that having children and hordes of them is also an old program that humanity created. We created an egoic situation of, I'm supposed to procreate and do it over and over and over again to prove something or experience something. And a lot of souls are coming in with that inherent knowing choice of, I am choosing not to have children, because that will ultimately balance out the population on this planet. And this is important. And if you are one of those people and listening to this and struggling with that, please do the work to go inside and get your truth and own your truth and know that your truth gets to be your own and doesn't have to be anybody else's. This particular young lady has a tendency to be flippant and use humor when someone is attacking and judging her, because that's how she grew up and that's her comfort zone and that's her literal narrative that comes out automatically. And we had a discussion on that possibly wants to maybe be looked at and changed in terms of getting her truth across to others. Because when I jokingly, you know, flip back a comment, ha ha ha, about not having a child, versus absolutely putting a stop to the banter coming at me by holding my truth, not getting angry, but simply bringing it to a different frequency of conversation, having an eye-to-eye lock-in, and having a very, very truth-filled moment saying, I understand that's your version and your truth, but at this point in time in my life, I am simply choosing not to do that, and I would no longer like this discussion to come up. Those kinds of really holding down that truth boundary versus, I don't know, we'll see, maybe you won't be around when I have one, or, you know, all those ha-ha things. When we do the ha-ha thing and leave it out there, kind of like hanging in the ethers, we don't own our boundary. We, as the one who's being attacked, doesn't hold that boundary. Therefore, that other narrative is going to haunt me. That other narrative of maybe I should, are they right, I'm wrong, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't own my own power and my own boundary of my truth. I don't own and anchor that within myself, much less pull a boundary with that other person, if I don't have the potential to use my voice. And it's really, in my opinion, important to be able to possibly look at the way that those social interactions and verbal interactions go with other people so that you can re-empower yourself and re-establish a safe and genuine boundary to stop the ongoing verbal attack or verbal tease from others. And it all comes from you. And again, if this doesn't resonate for you, great. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. I'm not here to be your truth either. Again, this isn't me. It's just the potentials of how we can work the energy differently. When I feel judged by somebody, it really ultimately comes down to not trusting myself and maybe not knowing what my truth is. So it's important for us to go really deep into our own consciousness bucket and to go really far back into our own inner child, inner heart, inner self, and determine, what is my truth? What do I really believe? And in this case, this particular young lady knows that she doesn't want to have children right now. But if she's having a sibling giving her harassing comments about her abilities and her feeling like, you know, she's judging him and he's judging her, and now she can't say how he can parent because she doesn't have kids, and all the banter bullshit that we get involved in with siblings, what that does ultimately is it just keeps chipping away at my self-worth. When I hear my sister or my brother talk to me when they have children and I don't, and you don't know, and you don't have any idea, and just wait, and all those things that we get thrown at us, oh my God, that is so hard. Because we do have knowledge, and I don't have to be a biological mother to be able to have maternal insight and maternal abilities. I can be awesome at that as an aunt. I can be awesome as that as an uncle. I can be awesome as that as a, you know, as anything. I don't have to have that direct experience to be able to still have that skill set. And when I get bantered from those that have versus I don't, it knocks down my self-worth. It knocks down my thinking that I have an opportunity to experience motherhood in a different way. And I start to doubt myself. And then I start to think that I'm not good enough. And oftentimes, those sorts of people, myself included, when I was younger, and I still slip into it even now at this age, when we're scared and we are knocked down in our self-worth, we come back fighting with both fists up, and we come back really nasty, and we become back really mean to another, because that, in our really warped and perverted way, feels like we're going to get our power back. And then what happens is we project anger and nastiness out to others and try to command them to believe that I am the one that's right. I'm the one with the truth. You're lesser. And we play these bullshit games back and forth all the time with others. And it's a lose-lose situation when it comes to energy. We are all right. Every single one of us is right in our own version of right. And when humanity starts to understand that, we then hopefully will not be fighting so hard to be right. We will stop fighting so hard to manipulate another, overpower another, control another, or we will stop fighting so hard to not rock the boat, not walk on eggshells, not worry about another's feelings. Both of those pendulum swings are the same program in terms of not being able to hold our own truth. And we don't necessarily spend the time to do the work to go inward, to feel the feel center in that sacral and solar plexus, to understand what is my truth. And then we don't necessarily do the work to maintain that frequency of truth by keeping our bubble so that we can then discern when we are in a situation or a conversation, hey, that's different than my truth. You are saying that, but that doesn't feel like that's in my container. Hey, you're throwing that dagger at me, but that doesn't feel like that's in my container. And then a really awesome, beautiful way to navigate that is to say, hey, I get it. That's your truth. I understand. I hear you. I get it. That's your truth. It's just not mine. And there is no way to fight with that simple sentence of, yep, acknowledgement. That's your truth. I get it. It's just not mine. Because then you're allowing yourself to have a truth and them to have a truth. And this is, if society could ever get that, I almost feel like I need a line of t-shirts to just say, yep, that's your truth. It's just not mine. I mean, gosh, we could go through every layer of government, every layer of society, education, medicine, you bet. I mean, you know, hey, you've got this disease. Yep, that's your truth. It's just not mine. You know, I mean, we could do this in every arena of life and take our power back and not feel judged, because every single one of us is feeling judged all day long in every arena from every angle. And we fight so hard for that feeling of being, nope, you're not going to judge me, therefore I'm going to flip it back and judge you. And it's the seesaw effect that's killing us. And most oftentimes it will kill us in those power centers, and it will turn to anger, and anger is actually fear. So this is something that is super important. So a couple really good messages on this particular client, I thought, you know, we all feel judged. We all can take our truth back. We have a lot of that crap come out in the belly area, especially our elimination processes, meaning bladder, UTI, yeast infections for women. A lot of us will have prostate for men. A lot of us will have all of this stuff happen in those areas of our body, kidneys, bladder, liver, all of those anger situations. So take a check on your own body and see if that resonates for you. And then ultimately, I think one of the coolest ones that she did share and that we shared in here is, please, 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 you know, don't think you're supposed to do anything, whether it's have a child because you're married now, or get married because you're living with someone, or get divorced because you are at that point, or all of those judgmental choices, especially when it comes to partnerships. And maybe it's career, maybe it's anything in life. Maybe it's the length of your hair. It doesn't matter. Everybody else's opinion does not matter. It's really what is yours and what you own and what is in alignment with your higher self that matters. So hopefully this helps out, and you can take this in a million different ways, I would assume, and learn from it if you choose. Until next, Cosmic Hugs.